You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Local Government New Zealand ran a multifaceted campaign to increase the diversity of candidates as well as voter turnout this year. But preliminary results still indicate that there is a massive gap to bridge between turnout for local elections compared with central government elections. Now, Local Government New Zealand says to make a real difference, however, it will require a deliberate effort by councils and communities to better engage with each other in the decisions councils are making, so voters feel more connected to local government, as well as making the process of voting easier. Now, I am joined by Benita Bigham, the chair of Te Maruata at Local Government New Zealand. Kia ora, Benita.
Kia ora, ngā mihi nui.
So following last week's elections results, what were your thoughts on this low voter turnout?
Oh, it's actually not to be that unexpected, really, when we look back historically, that we see voter turnout at each election, probably for the last three or four elections, has been gradually declining. And I think it's just indicative of the time and the age that we're living in, where fewer people are engaging in a postal system that requires them to receive the information by post and return by post. I'm disappointed with the turnout, but not overly surprised by it.
Now, what sort of solutions would Local Government New Zealand like to see within the next few years to address this low voter turnout?
That's a really great question. Local Government New Zealand would really like to see a very, very intense and rapid and focused review in the next little while that looks at all the potential barriers, all the data and all the anecdotal evidence surrounding the selection, and trying to understand why people haven't engaged in the ways that we might have hoped they would have engaged. What are all the things that we can measure? What are all the stories that we need to hear that the intangible stuff that we'll never get through a data set? So that we get a bigger picture and a clearer picture of what needs to happen, and for that information resulting from that review to feed into two important pieces of work which are already underway, which is the Future for Local Government review. The panel's been working on that for about 18 months now, and looking at how the local government system needs to be relevant to us in the next 30 to 50 years. And also the electoral review. So that's looking at the way things are done. So a short, sharp snapshot of what happened in this election with all that information and some recommendations would feed nicely into these other two pieces of work. And we've been pretty heartened at Local Government New Zealand that it sounds like there is cross-party support for something like this to happen, because we all recognise the need for our communities to be far more engaged than we are currently.
Tell me about the implementation of Māori wards for this year. There's more than 30 councils across the country that have implemented Māori wards for the first time. That's 66 new Māori ward councillors who will be joining the ranks of elected members and making sure that Māori have a strong voice in decisions that the councils are making.
Yeah, we're very excited about this evolution in councils, recognising the importance and the significance and the contribution that Māori voices can make at the decision-making tables. Obviously, we see the results of the change to that legislation that was implemented by our minister in the process that we went through to get to this point. The fact that so many councils have taken up that opportunity is really reflective of councils' desire to do that, and the legislation as it used to sit, which was a major impediment to councils being able to manifest those Māori voices at the tables. So there are 66 new positions across the country in the Māori wards, some of which, including myself, are taken up by people who have experience in the sector, who may have been councillors in general wards in different councils, but the vast majority will be new people coming into the sector. So LGNZ and Te Maruata is really excited to be welcoming all those wonderful people who put their hands up to speak into the space, welcoming them to the Te Maruata whānui and also to the local government family and to the wider local government sector. So we're looking forward to helping them settle in, looking after them and being there to support them as they find their way in what is this beast of local government. So yeah, really excited about the opportunities there.
Now tell me about Te Ahuru Mowai and why it's important to learn from each other through whanaungatanga and wānanga as well.
Absolutely. So Te Ahuru Mowai is a program that's based on a tuakana taina model. So it's basically, in literal translation terms, an older sibling taking care and looking after a younger sibling, but also recognising that in Te Ao Māori there's a lot of learning that goes on in between that, and that we don't just necessarily attach ourselves to one person or the other to get the vast range of information that we need. So Te Ahuru Mowai will be a database of all of our Te Maruata members, our Māori elected and appointed members within the sector who choose to participate, who are offering up their skills and their knowledge to the wider collective, so that anyone can come into our database who is a part of Te Maruata and look for the skills that they feel they need to help them grow and develop in their role, and connect directly with those people to grow whanaungatanga, so it's to grow our understanding and our connectivity with each other, but also to get together, if we can, once or twice a year to come together collaboratively, to have think pieces, to be able to brainstorm, to look at how we need to support the sector, the councils that we sit on, our communities and each other as Māori elected members. So Te Ahuru Mowai will be a big part of helping those new ones coming in to get what they need to keep their feet under the table, to feel grounded, because it can be very, very overwhelming, especially if you're the only Māori voice on a council, and to hopefully give them the skills to feel confident enough to stay longer than one electoral term of 3 years.
Now, last question, Benita, is there anything else you'd like to add on this matter? I'm reading here that we have a lot more work to do to make Aotearoa the most active and inclusive democracy in the world.
I just really want to congratulate everybody who put their names forward in this term, and we saw an amazing amount of whānau Māori put their names forward. Actually, pro rata, we had more Māori candidates for Māori wards than we did general candidates in general wards, so our communities can be proud of that. And there's lots more to celebrate, you know, the fact that we're starting to collect data about who is voting and who isn't. That's telling us the picture and giving us benchmarks by which we need to change things up. And also really, really relying on the voices of yourself and those other young, beautiful young people coming through who are our future leaders. We need you to tell us how you need to be engaged with. We need you to tell us what works for you and what doesn't. You know, does this whole postal voting system, how outdated is that? How irrelevant is that in the digital age? We want to hear that from you. We need to know what sort of things you want to see in your future for your community. So really, really encouraging all our rangatahi, all you wonderful people, to give us your voice, tell us what you need, and help us develop the tools to make sure that, you know, you inherit the Aotearoa that you deserve.
Ngā mihi, Benita, thank you so much for your time.
Kia ora, ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.